Good morning and welcome to the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, December 6th, 2018. The first matter on the agenda is correction and approval of minutes. Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move approval of the minutes for the open meeting of Thursday, November 15th, 2018, as set forth in agenda document number 18-50-A.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. The next matter on the agenda is draft advisory opinion 2018-15, Senator Ron Wyden. This matter was held over previously, and one of the commissioners requested to hold it over again. And Mr. Stefanovic and Mr. Bloom, I understand that we did get an extension from the senator.
That's correct. We received an extension until next week.
Until the end of next week?
I believe till the 13th.
Which is our last public meeting of the year. So we will take that advisory opinion up next Thursday. Definitely. Any questions or comments before we move on? All righty. So the next matter on the agenda is Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on Marsha Blackburn for Congress, A17-02. I believe we have a presentation from Ms. Morecambe of the Audit Division and Ms. Crucia. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chair and Commissioners. Before you is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on Marsha Blackburn for Congress Incorporated, recommending approval of three findings. The three findings are finding one, misstatement of financial activity, finding two, disclosure of occupation and name of employer, and finding three, receipt of contributions in excess of the limit. We are here and available for any questions you may have.
Thank you. Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just quick. A few questions just to make sure that just to clarify a couple of issues. So on the misstatement of financial activity, the committee originally said that it might be difficult for them to make the necessary amendments, but they were able to do so in a way that materially corrected the misstatements. And so the public record on that front has been updated and clarified, if I'm correct.
That's correct.
Okay. And similarly on finding two with regard to the disclosure of occupation and name of employer, there were close to 200 names for which that information was not originally given, but it is now, that's been subsequently amended as well, and that's been clarified and updated.
Yes.
And then the final issue is one that we dealt with in an audit last time, which is the redesignation, reattribution issue. From what I understand, they sent out and received back redesignation or reattribution letters for the full amount. Originally, it was, I guess, the original amount at issue was about $100,000, and $88,000 was resolved through the, I guess, after the interim report, and then the additional $12,000 was resolved through the after the draft final audit report.
That's correct.
Okay. And unlike the last matter that we dealt with where there were statements that were given, which I believe was the Paulson audit, where there were statements given by committee employees indicating that they had actually sent it out and offered to submit sworn declarations, and there was also some other evidence indicating that they had received redesignations or reattributions prior, we don't have similar information in this particular matter, right?
No, we do not.
Okay. But it's been resolved, but we don't have any evidence of that there was timely the timely submission of the necessary reattribution and redesignation letters.
Correct.
Okay. Well, for that reason, similar finding on the Paulson audit, I voted to push that to additional issues because I thought that there was enough evidence to indicate that there were that they had sent out the necessary letters. In this case, we don't have that similar evidence, so I'll support the finding three as well as the other findings as recommended in this memorandum. And at the appropriate time, I'd be happy to make a motion to that point. Thank you for those clarifications.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Peterson. Any other questions or comments, Mr. Bloom?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
I just wanted to mention that we have a particular concern about some of the language that's used in finding 3 of the audit report appearing on page 13. The statement in question appears in the third paragraph under letter C. It's the last, the penultimate sentence, excuse me, of the third paragraph, where the report refers to the committee not providing the audit staff with any telephone logs or timely letters to support this statement. We have a concern about the retention of the allusion to telephone logs, because it's our view that under the regulation, and in particular, according to the reasoning of an explanation and justification for the regulation regarding supporting evidence for reattribution and redesignation letters, telephone logs would not be legally an acceptable form of evidence of the reattributions and redesignations. So it's our view that the reference just to the part with any telephone logs should be excised from the report.
Okay, thank you. Any questions on that?
Commissioners, I would just clarify from the perspective, the actual draft final audit report was sent to the committee on October 12th. So it's not something where we can change that report. If the commission so directs us in the actual next stage, we could excise that if we're given direction to do so by the commissioners.
Thank you. Is there a motion? Commissioner Peterson.
Yeah, I can make the motion. Thank you, Madam Chair. With respect to the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on Martha Blackburn for Congress, Inc., which is Audit 17-02, I move approval of the recommendations as set forth in Agenda Document 1851-51-A, except that we would instruct the Audit Division to excise the phrase "any telephone logs or" from the appropriate portion of the draft final audit report and make that change in the proposed final audit report that will be forthcoming.
Thank you. Madam Vice Chair.
Just a point of clarification. So we're going to, bearing in mind what Ms. Orak just said, we're going to excise it from the, because we have drafts and we have proposed and then we have final audit reports. If Commissioner Peterson's motion is adopted, would that, would we be changing something that's, in your view, we can't change at this point?
So my understanding, I'm not sure if I captured specifically what you said, sir, but my understanding is in the next stage of the proposed final audit report, we would actually excise that portion that was in the draft final audit report, which we cannot change because it's already been sent out to the committee.
Oh, the okay.
Correct. It was sent out on October 12th.
Yeah. I mean, the intent of my motion was to excise that language from the proposed final audit report. And so to the extent that that needed would need to be resubmitted to the committee for their review,
I don't believe it would need to be.
Okay.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much. I'd like to just take a minute to welcome Ms. Katie Reynolds, who's sitting behind me here. She joined my office a few weeks ago. She works with my office and Commissioner Peterson's. She's a recent graduate of the University of Georgia Law School and just passed the bar a few weeks ago. So welcome, Katie. We're happy to have you. That concludes the business of the meeting today. It's once again a relatively short meeting, a very short meeting, but we'll be back again next Thursday. In the meantime, Mr. Staff Director, are there any management or administrative matters we need to discuss?
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
Thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.